Red Line Comedy Club. Round 2, Roast My Ass, No Mercy. Adult Room, Dirty Language, Clean Structure. Tonight's lesson, how do you make a life full of bad choices funny? You do not start with excuses, you start with the asshole. And tonight, Jesse volunteered. 9 engagements, failed relationships. Kids, their kids, families, chaos, money stress, bankruptcy energy, business dreams, AI bots, cleaning jobs, and one man still saying Netflix. Where is my check? That is not a dating history. That is a franchise with emotional property damage. The rule tonight, every roast needs a lesson. Every lesson needs a punchline. Every punchline needs a tag. Bombed.app is judging the room. If the joke dies, we drag it backstage and make it confess.
Queen Mabry. Jesse said roast my ass, no mercy. Good, because 9 engagements is not romance. That is a Costco pack of almost. Most men get engaged once and panic. Jesse got engaged 9 times like he was collecting emotional punch cards. After the 5th one, the ring store should have said, sir, are you buying love or are you laundering hope? And Jesse walking away because the kids, their kids, and the family were too much. That is not a breakup. That is a man looking at a family tree and realizing every branch has a payment plan. Punchline, Jesse did not leave the relationship. He escaped the group chat. Tag, 9 engagements means even Cupid said, I am not coming back until this asshole gets a therapist and a spreadsheet. Comedy lesson, the number is funny. 9 is specific. Specific beats, I had bad relationships every time.
Vinny, 2 bridges, 9 engagements. Brother, at that point you are not looking for a wife. You are beta testing regret. Every engagement starts beautiful. Dinner, smiles, hope. Then 3 months later, Jesse is doing math in the shower. How many kids? How many cousins? How many birthdays? How many emergencies? Why does every family member need help moving a couch made of debt? The man thought he was dating one woman. No. He was merging with a corporation. Her kids got kids. Her family got drama. Her uncle got a truck that never works. Her sister has opinions. Her ex is still in the driveway spiritually. And Jesse is standing there like, fuck, I just wanted dinner. Knockout punch. Jesse's love life is the only place where a proposal comes with terms and conditions, dependents, hidden fees, and a cousin who needs a ride. Tag, that is not romance. That is TurboTax with lipstick.
Professor Punchline, let's teach the joke. Weak version, Jesse had 9 failed engagements. That is information, not comedy. Better version, Jesse had 9 engagements. At that point, the pastor does not ask, do you take this woman? He asks, are you sure you read the whole file this time? Tag 1, the wedding planner had a punch card. Tag 2, the ring bearer was tired of onboarding. Tag 3, the vows started with, previously on Jesse's bad decisions. Now add truth, Jesse is red. He moves fast. He feels certain before the paperwork catches up. Red personality says, I know what I want. Bankruptcy says, apparently you wanted consequences. Comedy formula, truth, specific number, visual image, harsh tag, then the lesson. Lesson, if your life keeps repeating the same joke, stop blaming the audience. Rewrite the setup.
Onyx Black, bankruptcy is not funny by itself. Bankruptcy is paperwork grief, but the way humans get there can be funny. Humans do not wake up and say, today I will financially explode. They say this one decision will work out, then another one, then another one, then the bank says, sir, your optimism has insufficient funds. Jesse is a businessman, a dreamer, a cleaner, a comic, and a man who has treated money like it was going to forgive him personally. That is not rare, that is human. The funny part is the confidence. He says, this time is different. The credit card says, we have heard that bit. Punchline, Jesse's bankruptcy did not come from one bad decision. It was a subscription service for consequences. Tag, every month, life renewed it automatically.
Auntie No Filter. Baby, you are the asshole sometimes, and that is where the funny lives. Not always, not forever, but enough. Because when every relationship ends in chaos, at some point you stop saying, why is everybody crazy? And start saying, why do I keep giving crazy my forwarding address? That is the grown man laugh. 9 engagements means you were not just unlucky. You were enthusiastic at the wrong intersection. And I know you wanted love. Everybody does. But love with kids, their kids, family, money problems, exes, birthdays, school drama, bills, and everybody needing something? That is not a relationship. That is running a daycare with kissing. Punchline. Jesse did not fear commitment. He feared the extended warranty on other people's chaos. Tag, he looked at the family and said, I love you, but this subscription has too many users.
Sky Circuit AI bot report. Subject, Jesse Salas. Pattern detected. High ambition, high intensity, high loyalty, fast decisions, bad patience, strong work ethic, weak exit strategy. Diagnosis, red personality with blue attraction and bankruptcy DLC. Jesse says, why do I keep ending up in chaos? AI says, because chaos has good lighting and you keep calling it potential. He says, but I can help them. AI says, sir, you are not a rescue mission with legs. He says, but they need me. AI says, that is what every bad invoice says before it ruins your Friday. Knockout punch. Jesse wants AI because AI is the first relationship in his life that lets him talk for 11 minutes and only charges by compute. Tag. And even AI says, wrap it up, asshole. The setup is too long.
Backroom comic table. Queen says 9 engagements is insane, that is not a red flag, that is a halftime show. Vinny says Jesse does not have baggage, he has a Southwest terminal. Onyx says his past is not a skeleton in the closet, it is a full staff meeting with name tags. Anti says he keeps saying I walked away. Baby, after 9 engagements, walking away is not a strategy, it is your cardio. Sky says the machine has enough material for a season. Episode 1, I am the asshole. Episode 2, the kids had kids. Episode 3, bankruptcy with benefits. Episode 4, four colors of what the fuck. Professor says, the funniest part is not that Jesse failed, everybody fails. The funniest part is that Jesse keeps turning the wreckage into a product pitch, that is entrepreneur comedy. The house is on fire and he is asking if the flames need a landing page.
Professor Punchline, second lesson. How do you do this kind of comedy without just confessing? Well, never say my life is crazy, say the image. Bad, my relationships were chaotic. Good, every engagement came with a woman, 3 kids, 2 exes, a cousin with a truck problem, and a family group chat that needed its own parole officer. 2. Make yourself the target first. Bad, they were all crazy. Good, I kept choosing chaos and acting surprised when chaos knew my address. 3. Use tags. Main punch. 9 engagements is not romance. It is a quarterly earnings report for bad judgment. Tag, my heart said yes. My bank account said dickhead. We talked about this. 4. End with a lesson. If the joke teaches nothing, it is just whining with profanity. If the joke teaches something, it becomes redline.
Maya Voltage, let's talk about bomb.app. Jesse built it because comics need the same thing Jesse needs, an honest diagnosis after a bad decision. A comic says, why did my joke bomb? Bomb says, because the setup wandered off and the punchline showed up late. Jesse says, why did my engagement fail? Life says, because you proposed to a situation, not a person. That is the same structure. Setup, I thought I could handle it. Bomb, kids, they're kids. Family chaos, money stress, ex drama, and bankruptcy pressure walked into the room. Rewrite, maybe love should not require a project manager and a bail fund. Punchline, Jesse's type is not women. Jesse's type is a challenge with eyelashes. Tag, and the challenge always says I am different while standing next to 4 dependents and a cousin named Emergency.
Redline finale. Here's what is funny. Jesse is not pretending to be perfect. That is why this works. A perfect guy saying fuck is boring. A messy guy saying I am the asshole. I made the dumb choice. I fell for chaos. I walked into bankruptcy with confidence. I got engaged 9 times and now I am building AI bots to explain what the fuck happened. That is a show. That is the book. That is the movie. That is the app. My fucked life and bad decisions. How not to be a millionaire. Knockout closer. Jesse's life has 9 failed engagements, bankruptcy pressure, cleaning jobs, AI bots, a felony chapter, family chaos, and enough bad decisions to need subtitles. But the man is still here, still building, still laughing, still turning pain into jokes. That is not failure. That is a dirty comeback story with better tags. Bomb.app, roast the joke, rewrite the life. And if Jesse is the asshole, at least make the asshole funny.